The Traveler's Journal, July 10th, with Second Thoughts on the Joys of Second Homes. Many Americans can call two places home. From Monday to Friday, they return from work to their city apartment or suburban split level. On weekends and summer vacations, they migrate to their other home. Whether it's a mountain lodge, cabin in the woods, A-frame on the lake, or cottage by the sea, people can be passionate about their other homes. But truth be told, it's often a love-hate relationship. Having a refuge from weekday pressures is wonderful, especially if it provides a place for the family to spend quality time together on a regular basis, a let-down location where everyone can relax and be themselves. But owning a second home also brings responsibilities. We're not talking about timeshare condos, but part-time residences that require an ongoing and personal commitment of time, attention, love, and labor. It takes a heap of living to make a house a home, not counting the effort and expense of buying and maintaining it. Second homes may make for inexpensive vacations. Taxes and mortgage interest is generally deductible. Other tax benefits may accrue if the house is rented to others for substantial portions of the year. But never underestimate the costs of home ownership, especially if it's done from a distance. And while tremendous satisfaction and value can be gained from having a long-term relationship with a special place, the world has many special places. Having a second home somehow makes those other places more difficult to see. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of travel resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.